Title: Break Lab Approach, an old school D&B breakbeat blend in Ableton Live 12. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a practical break lab approach to an old school drum and bass breakbeat blend in Ableton Live 12, focused on vocals. We'll build a tight 8-bar D&B loop at 174 BPM, layer 2 breaks, chop a short vocal phrase into rhythmic stabs, and blend the vocal so it grooves with the drum bed. All processing uses Ableton stock devices so you can follow along without third-party plugins. What you'll build by the end, you'll have an 8-bar loop that combines two layered breakbeats with processed rhythmic vocal chops. The vocal chops will be intelligible, groove with the drums via sidechain gating and parallel processing, and be ready to drop into a larger arrangement. Preparation: set your live set tempo to 174 BPM. Create two audio tracks called Break A and Break B, a MIDI track for drum rack if you want, an audio track named Vocals, a drum bus group, and two FX returns for reverb and delay. Step 1. Import and warp the breaks. Drag two short old school break samples into Break A and Break B. Double-click Break A and set warp mode to beats to preserve transients. Use 1/16 or 1/32 transient settings as needed, so hit stay tight. Place warp markers so the downbeat aligns to bar 1. Repeat for Break B, choosing slightly different slice points or feel. For example, one emphasizing kick and snare, the other emphasizing hats and ghost hits. Loop an 8-bar section to audition. Step 2. Slice and layer for the Break Lab texture. Right-click Break in Clip View and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the transient preset and target a drum rack. For Break B, you can slice with a different threshold or leave it as audio and slightly offset it by a few milliseconds. Create a simple 16-step MIDI groove that triggers slices from Break A and Break B alternately. This alternating layering is the Break Lab blend, two complementary breaks for rhythmic complexity. Step 3. Tighten and glue the drum bus. Select both break tracks, group them, and name the group Drum Bus. On the drum bus, add EQ8. High pass gently below 35 to 50 Hz to remove sub rumble. Cut a small amount around 300 to 600 Hz to reduce boxiness and boost 2 to 5 kHz slightly for snap. Add a compressor, thick glue compressor style, ratio around 4:1, medium attack 6 to 15 ms, release short or auto to glue hits together. For parallel processing, create a return called parallel comp. Put a heavy compressor and a saturator with drive around 2 to 4 on that return, and send some drum bus signal to it. Lend the return for extra punch. Step 4. Prepare the vocal phrase. Import a short vocal phrase into the vocals track. Warp the vocal in Complex Pro or Beats mode to minimize artifacts and align transient starts to the grid so chops sit rhythmically. To make chops from the same vocal, right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track, using transient mode so you get simpler mappings for each segment. Step 5. Create vocal chops and rhythms. Use simpler or sampler slices to build a melodic rhythmic pattern in MIDI. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar loop and program chops that accent snare hits or ghost hits. Add small pitch shifts between -2 and +5 semitones on some chops to introduce motion and reduce repetition. Apply small fades in the simpler or clip to avoid clicks. Step 6. Vocal processing. Chain stock devices on the vocal track. Insert devices in this order: EQ8, high pass around 150 Hz, slight shelf cut 400-600 Hz, gentle presence boost at 3-6 kHz. Gate: set up for rhythmic gating and enable sidechain, choosing drum bus as the input. Tune threshold so the gate opens on drum hits. Compressor: light compression, ratio 2:1 or 3:1, medium attack and release. Saturator: soft clip, drive around 2 to 3 for grit. Send to reverb return, short plate for presence. Send to delay return, ping pong or sync delay at 1/16 or 1/8 dotted for a dubby tail. Keep delay low so it doesn't swamp the break. Step 7. Shape intelligibility and space on the reverb return. Use EQ8 to high cut below about 400 Hz so tails don't muddy the low mids. If the vocal gets unintelligible, reduce reverb and delay sends and boost the 3 to 6 kHz presence band on the dry vocal. Use utility to keep the dry vocal fairly centered, with around 70 to 100%, and widen the reverb to maintain depth without pulling the dry vocal out of focus. Step 8. Sidechain and rhythmic interaction. Add a compressor on the vocal track and enable sidechain with drum bus or a specific kick as the input. Use a moderate ratio around 3:1 and tune threshold so the vocal ducks subtly on strong drum hits. This locks the vocal rhythm to the drums. You can also rely on the gate sidechain from earlier for rhythmic chopping of sustains. Step 9. final balance and automation balance levels so the drum bus remains dominant. Position the vocals slightly above hats but below the snare. Automate send levels to reverb and delay for small variations across the 8 bars. Add a small volume or low pass sweep automation on break B around bars 5 and 6 to create movement. Step 10. Resampling optional if you want a glued single loop. Create a new audio track set to resampling and record one or two passes of the 8-bar loop. On the resampled clip, apply light compression and saturator to taste. Common mistakes to avoid: over-reverbering vocals. Keeps them muddy and unintelligible. Use short decay and EQ on reverb returns. Misaligned warps. If vocal transients aren't grid-aligned, chops won't groove. Excessive stereo widening on dry vocals. This pushes the vocal out of focus. Layering without EQ. Stacked breaks can become cluttered. Carve competing bands. Neglecting sidechain. Vocals that don't breathe with drums feel disconnected. Pro tips: use subtle transient quantes on MIDI notes, around 60 to 80%, to tighten hits without killing feel. Keep some raw break artifacts. A bit of tape hiss or crackle helps old school character. Group multiple vocal layers into a vocal bus and process that bus with saturator and glue compressor to glue them together. Use sampler for deeper control over pitch envelopes. Release and glide. Use simpler for fast chops. Save your drum rack and chains as presets once you have a good break lab blend. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 60 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Import break A and break B and warp as described. 3. Slice break A to a drum rack and layer break B slightly offset. 4. Import a 2-second vocal phrase. Slice to simpler and program a 1-bar chopping pattern that accents snare hits. 5. Add EQ. 8. A gate side chain to drum bus and a small send to reverb. 6. Bounce or resample the 8-bar loop and compare the resampled version to the dry mix to hear the glue and presence differences. Recap: you've learned a break lab workflow for an old-school DNB breakbeat blend in Ableton Live 12 with an emphasis on vocals. Layer 2 breaks. Warp and slice cleanly at 174 BPM. Chop vocal phrases into rhythmic stabs with pitch variation. And use EQ, sidechain gating and compression. Saturator, reverb and delay returns to shape intelligibility and space. Sidechain gating and compression are essential for making the vocals breathe with the drum bed. Closing: use the mini exercise to lock in these techniques. Small adjustments often have big musical impact. Tweak, listen, and trust your ears. Happy producing. Keep the chops tight and the breaks crunchy.